Nolte, Oregon's Democrat governor wants citizens to snitch over lockdown violations. By John Nolte on November 23, 2020. Not only is Governor Kate Brown, D.R., instituting an utterly pointless six-person limit on at-home get-togethers during Thanksgiving week, she's calling on Oregon residents to snitch on one another if the six-person limit is violated. Look, this is no different than what happens if there's a party down the street and it's keeping everyone awake. What do neighbors do? They call law enforcement because it's too noisy, Governor Stalin told local media on Friday. This is just like that. It's like a violation of a noise ordinance. No. 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 It's nothing like someone hosting a noisy party late into the night. It's not even close to someone hosting a noisy party late into the night. You might as well compare hand grenades to jelly beans. Allow me to explain the difference for the America impaired. If your neighbor's party, if their loud music and revelry, is keeping you awake after midnight or whatever, your neighbor is guilty of violating your rights. Their party is intruding on your right to enjoy some peace in your own home, especially late at night. Now, I would hope before you call the police, you would ask your neighbor to tone it down and maybe give them a little leeway on a Friday or Saturday night. I lived next door for years to a house rented to college kids, so I'm familiar with the nuances of trying not to be a dick. But the moment your neighbor's noise or beer cans or foot crosses over to your property line, they are violating your rights. Seven people gathered next door for Thanksgiving is not a violation of your rights. 100 people gathered next door, as long as they don't park like assholes, for Thanksgiving are not violating your rights. No one is bothering you. No one is interfering with the way you live your life. Therefore, if you call the police on them, you are not being a good citizen. You are being a rat, a snitch, a tattletale, a jerk, and un-American. Shame on you forever. People have the right to do whatever they want in their own homes. And the Constitution declaratively goes out of its way to protect the right to peaceably assemble, and that includes over turkey and dressing. We all know the risks of the coronavirus. We are all educated on the risks of the coronavirus. Which means that just like it was with the gay community and AIDS 30 years ago, it is now with the China virus. We can choose to alter our lives to avoid the risks of a virus. Or we can choose to hold on to our traditions and way of life while understanding the risks involved. That is our choice. Because of my wife's health issues, we're avoiding the risks. But if my neighbor decides to have 20-person gay orgy to celebrate Thanksgiving, explain to me how that intrudes on my rights. It doesn't, and I'm no snitch. Whether it's unprotected sex or gathering for Thanksgiving, neither violates my rights. Live and let live. Let other people be. You want peace in this world. You want peace in this country. Until they're throwing beer cans into your yard, for the love of all that's American, leave the other fella be. Man, you'd have to be a real scumbag, a born and bred authoritarian, to snitch on a neighbor because he invited over one too many aunts. Your neighbor did nothing to harm you, and you're turning him into the Democrat Ron Stasi, setting him up for 30 days in jail, a $1,250 fines or both. Worse still, it is not state legislators who have authorized this. Governor Stalin is illegally imposing these lockdowns and bans. You can't eat out, can't go to the gym, etc., by way of an executive order. The Marion County Sheriff basically said he won't enforce any of this. We recognize that we cannot arrest or enforce our way out of the pandemic, and we believe both are counterproductive to public health goals, he said in a statement. Now that's a great American. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.